have a law. The gentleman sitting here was in India, and earlier when we were introducing ourselves, he asked, because he doesn't have access to lots of supplements, he asked a question, so I think he should pose it to you.
Should be on.
Sir, just before you came, I was talking with all these people. We don't have too many facilities in that part of the world, especially India, and not even much of the medicines. The only medicine which I am using for my son is Edivinol, and the local yoga is doing regularly. And I think we are not using any other medicine. Could you advise me to for some medicines which will still help him to for a better recovery or for a better living?
Particularly directed towards supplements and changing progression, those things which might be available.
Which ones?
Things with nutritional supplements and those things which you can get. Or right now, if you ask me, remember on March 15th, 2013, there is no FDA-approved treatment for Friedreich ataxia. So that on the formal medication side, we can't sit here and say that something has been proven to work. Now we talk about symptoms, which can treat the symptoms. But in terms of things which might slow the progression, which are available, when taken to full clinical trials, nothing has, we use the phrase, met its endpoint, which means it hit the 20-to-1 shot at the track so that it proved it worked. That doesn't mean it doesn't work. It means that doing the experiment we did in front of that, we didn't prove that it worked. So what can you take away from it? Edevenone. I think the data from test tubes and from animals is sufficient that I do believe it does have a beneficial effect in spite of the clinical trials where it did not meet its endpoint. It certainly, all the studies tend to go the same way. That is, people got better, but not enough better to meet the statistical significance criteria. I think it has essentially no side effects. As long as it remains available, I think it's a thing which is reasonable to take. Its only side effect, I would note, is price and hassle. Those being connected entities in some way. So I usually advise people to take it, but if the person sits here and says, well, Dave, that makes no sense, it didn't meet its endpoint in a clinical trial, I can say, you know, I respect your opinion. I disagree, but I respect it. Coenzyme Q is probably a reasonable substitute. We don't have dosing data, you might say, on it, so we don't know what the equivalent dose is. So if tomorrow all the edevenone were gone due to a fire in some location, we could come up with a massive dose of coenzyme Q that would be pretty close. I think the data on vitamin E and its overlap with features of sensory neuropathy is sufficient that I think, though it's never been shown to improve people or even really a biomarker, it is sufficiently safe, sufficiently cheap, and sufficiently available where it's a reasonable thing to do. After that, I see possibilities and suspicions of things that might be beneficial but might not. Or if I were, as I did mention in the other room, if you look at the test tube data on edevenone, vitamin E reverses, I said the word, vitamin C blocks the beneficial effect of edevenone on enzymes of the mitochondrial ATP synthesis pathway in cells from people with Friedreich ataxia. What does that mean? It means that vitamin C, when given to cells of people with Friedreich ataxia, blocks the beneficial effects of edevenone. We said nothing about it in person, but it does make you wonder that just because you can take more things which might be beneficial, you don't know that they are. It's a judgment call. You don't even know that since we recognize that Friedreich ataxia is a metabolic disease to some extent, that it's present not only in the heart and nervous system, but all over the body. How your mitochondria are different is affected all over the body, and it may be causing energy production to be different, and things which we might take which are benign or even good for the, quote, general population may not be benign for people with FA. We simply don't know. Now, I will thank my friends at FARA because we do have a grant to study the metabolism of people with FA and fibroblasts and particularly fat metabolism so we can get to some of those questions. But without
that,
you don't want.
That's why you made that comment about
I did not make that comment.
Potentially being harmful. Where did that come from?
That is not on the videotape.
Actually, sir, I did not to mean that it should be certified by the medical board. But some medicine which may not have been proven, but still they are working good. At least some medicines, if you could suggest me.
People who come to see us take medicines for their symptoms. If it's a sensory neuropathy issue, they'll take Neurontin, spasticity, baclofen is my first choice. In terms of other things, a quinone, be it a debenone or coenzyme Q, vitamin E, and then I'm not going to sit here boldly and suggest that anything else is certain or likely to help. I leave it as an open question. I may be wrong. The only way we will find out is by testing them as systematically as possible. As Susan brought up in the other room, we can't test everything. But you can test the things which have side effects. And you can test the things which are likely high possibility of big win. And you may not test the things which whose benefits are modest. I think most vitamins fall into that ladder, but it's open season as to whether it really works or not.
Sir, one thing I will like to share with all the parents here. In spite of any facilities in a part of the country, because my son is involved in my family business, and he has been given responsibility of looking for entire business, probably he is not having that much of damage. How far it helps in this disease, I don't know. But I feel it, because I have put him with independent business. He is managing things better than the other people without any, you know, practically without any medicine, I would tell. He is doing yoga and he is taking edibinone, nothing else.
Okay. But, and if he's not having bothersome symptoms, that is the best thing he can be doing.
But
some type of exercise, yeah. And pick one antioxidant.
But every year, actually, we are feeling very bad. He was first walking, then trembling, then he...
So he's having more trouble, and now he's not walking very well.
No, he's using chemicals. No, he is using that Walkette for the last 1 year. For the footfall, and again it is helping to some extent.
Braces,
but that tendency is continuing. We are unable to sustain that. But otherwise, other part, this mind and physique-wise,
so,
he is doing very well.
So the first thing you should know, and the reason he will be, what do you do for a living?
We have got a hotel.